Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to praise the Lord this morning.
And
let's thank the Lord for the beautiful song that we just heard. This morning I would like to speak to you on the topic, rejoicing in the Lord regardless of the circumstances.
今天早上我证道的题目是, 不论任何情况, 都要在主里喜乐。
And our primary text this morning will be taken from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19.
今天早上我们主要的经文是 哈巴谷书第三章第17节到第19节。
Habakkuk is towards the end of the Old Testament, right after Nahum and right before Zephaniah.
哈巴谷书是在旧约的后，快要到最后了。它前头是那鸿书，它后头是西番雅书。
And we will be reading chapter 3, verses 17 to 19.
我们所要念的经文是哈巴谷书第三章第17节到第19节。
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights for the director of music on my stringed instruments.
哈巴谷书第三章第17节，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。 然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。这歌交与灵长，用丝弦的乐器。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for gathering us here this morning that we might worship you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天早上召聚我们到你的殿中敬拜你。Lord,
we thank you for your continued faithfulness and provisions for us.
我们感谢你为你继续不断的供应你的信实，献上感谢。Father,
we thank you most of all for Jesus.
我们最要感谢你的就是你赐给我们主耶稣基督。As
we were reminded by the song this morning,
就像今天所唱的诗歌所提醒我们的,
if anyone is willing to come before you and say, I want to be clean,
如果有任何人愿意来到你的面前, 愿意洁净自己,
the blood of Jesus Christ will purify him from all sin.
那么主耶稣基督的宝血就会洗净我们一切的罪。
Father, I pray that you would bless the delivering of your word this morning.
求天父能够祝福今天我们所要讲的、所要听的你的话。Father,
I ask that your Holy Spirit would use your word this morning to bring glory to you.
也求父的灵能够今天早上能够动工。That
it would edify the body of Christ.
借着你的话来教导、造就你的儿女。
And if there's anyone here this morning who does not yet know Jesus,
如果在座的还有人还不认识主耶稣的,
that your word would help them to see their need for him.
求主的话能够让他们看见他们有这个需要。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Habakkuk was a prophet of God to the nation of Israel.
哈巴谷是神的先知，对以色列人的先知。
And specifically here, he is speaking in regards to the southern kingdom of Judah.
在这儿他是对南国犹大说话。
And at the beginning of this book, he is complaining to God about how wicked Judah has become.
在哈巴谷书的起头，先知哈巴谷向神抱怨，他觉得南国犹大有多么的犯了多大的罪。
And why God would allow the wickedness to continue?
他向神抱怨，为什么神会让这些罪孽产生呢？
If we turn to the beginning of the book of Habakkuk,
如果我们看哈巴谷书的开头，
If we just look at the first four verses, we see how not only how Habakkuk feels, but also gives us a little picture of what is going on with the nation of Israel.
如果我们就看第一节到第四节，我们就马上可以看到关于哈巴谷他个人的感觉，以及也给我们看到一个图像，当年的那个时候的犹大是怎么样的一个光景。
The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted.
他说，耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事，因此律法放松，公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，所以公理显得颠倒。
In verse 2 again, How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?
第二节，耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
Does that sound like what our prayers are to the Lord sometimes?
我们是不是有的时候我们对神的祷告也是这样子呢？
And in verses 5 and following, God gives him a response.
在第五节，耶和华回应哈巴谷的埋怨。
Basically telling him that he has not been sleeping.
基本上耶和华对哈巴谷说，神并没有睡觉。
That he has a plan.
神有一个计划。
And that Habakkuk needs to be patient.
还有哈巴谷必须要忍耐。
And to remember that the Lord is sovereign, that he is in complete control over the situation.
哈巴谷应该记得神永远是掌权的。
And we see in the book of Habakkuk that God's plan is...to deal with the wickedness of Judah by bringing against it the nation of Babylon.
我们从哈巴谷书我们可以看见耶和华的计划就是使用他的以色列的敌人巴比伦来攻击以色列。
And in this book, we see that God spells out what he will do in his judgment of Judah.
在 这短短的这卷书里头耶和华很清楚的说明他对充满罪孽的犹大国会是怎么样的施行他的审判。
And we see here at the end of this book that the end result is that Habakkuk's complaining to God and questioning of God is turned into reverence and worship.
我们在哈巴谷书最后我们看见哈巴谷起初对神抱怨，但是最后他的抱怨他的忧伤转成在神里头充满喜乐。
He would now worship the Lord. and find joy in him, despite whatever might happen to Judah or to him.
在这里我们可以看见，尽管哈巴谷现在知道了将来对他的国家神会施行怎么样的审判，他自己也可能被迫击，但是他要因耶和华欢心，要因救他的神喜乐。
And this is the context of the verses that we read at the beginning of the message.
所以我刚才说的就是我们刚刚念的主要的经文的背景。
And we look at verse 17 of chapter 3.
我们再看第三章的第十七节。
Habakkuk says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Judah was an agricultural society.
犹大是一个农业的社会。
And in this type of society, complete crop failure and complete death of animals, as was just described, would be disastrous.
对于一个农业的社会，如果遇到荒年，如果遇到什么都不出产，就像动物也都死了，就像刚才所描写的，那么这是一个很大的灾祸。
It would result in starvation and suffering and death.
那么结果就是人民会饥饿，甚至饿死，还有种种的灾难会产生。
And he was giving here a worst case scenario of what would happen to Judah.
在这儿哈巴谷所给的是一个最可能发生的最坏的情况。
And of course, which he also would be impacted because he was their prophet.
当然因为身为犹大国的先知，当这样的情况发生的时候，他自己也会受到很大的影响。
But even then, he would rejoice in the Lord.
但是他说，即使是这样子，他还要因耶和华欢心。
And he would not merely just endure through the tough times.
他不仅仅只是不但只是忍受，会忍受这样的灾难。
But he would still rejoice in the Lord.
他还会更进一步，他会因还会因耶和华欢心，因救他的神喜乐。
And be joyful in the midst of these extremely difficult circumstances.
在这个艰难的情况之下，他会保持他在主里的欢心跟喜乐。
I want to point out or to remind us that joy is very different from happiness.
我在这儿要提醒各位，欢心或喜乐跟快乐是不一样的。
Happiness or feeling up or down depends on circumstances.
快乐或是高兴，这个是跟外在的情况有关联。
Joy is something that comes from the Lord and does not depend on circumstances.
欢心或喜乐的源头是耶和华，是救主，是跟外界的客观的环境的变化没有关系的。
Joy is having a settled peace or calm in the midst of circumstances, in the midst of difficulties.
所谓欢心或喜乐，就是在极其艰难的情况之下，仍然在主里头有一颗笃定的，有一颗踏实的平安。
So how can a person still be joyful in life when there seems to be nothing, when it seems like there's nothing to be joyful about?
所以一个人在似乎毫无所有的情况之下，还能保持为什么还能保持欢心跟喜乐呢？
And from this passage, we see that Habakkuk gives us three ways that a person can still be joyful.
在这段经文里头，我们可以看见哈巴谷给了我们三种原因，为什么在极其困难的情况之下，我们还能够保持欢心，在主里的欢心或喜乐。
And we will see how these three ways apply to us today.
我们也要看看这三种方式方法如何适用于我们自己。
The first way that he gives us is to keep your focus on the Lord himself.
首先他告诉我们我们要专注在耶和华在主的身上。
In Habakkuk chapter 3:18, it says, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
然而第十八节我要因耶和华欢心。
As I read these words by the prophet Habakkuk,
当我在念这段经文的时候
I was both amazed and concerned at the same time.
我有一个很复杂的情绪一方面我觉得惊奇另外一方面我也有一点担心。
I'm amazed that he's able to rejoice in the Lord during such difficult times.
我惊奇的是在这么一个困难的情况之下他居然还能够保持他在主里的欢心。
But at the same time, I am concerned.
但是同时我也有一点担心。
I'm concerned about whether or not I would be able to be joyful in the Lord under similar circumstances.
我所担心的是我自己如果碰到相同类似的情况我是不是也能够像哈巴谷一样保持我在主里的欢心或喜乐。
I pray that I will be.
我向神祈求盼望我也有这样的一个能力。
I know that I want to be.
我知道我希望能够像哈巴谷一样。
Especially when we are also told to do the same by Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
特别是我们也被提醒到保罗在腓立比书第四章第四节也是这样的嘱咐我们。
Philippians 4:4 says, Paul says, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
腓立比书第四章第四节保罗这么说你们要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐。
What does it mean to rejoice in the Lord?
那么在主里喜乐是什么意思呢?
It means to always find your ultimate satisfaction.
意思就是说你找到得到你最终的最大的满足。
Joy,
喜乐
hope,
希望
even your ultimate pleasure.
还有你的最终的最大的快乐
in him
在主里头找到这些
in him rather than in material things
从他那儿在他那儿得到这些而不是从物质的东西得到这些
that can be here today and gone tomorrow
因为物质是转眼之间就会失去的。
I don't know if you've been listening to the news and hearing about the recent floods in the Midwest.
我不知道你是不是看到或听到新闻报道最近在中西部有水灾。
Even in Chicago.
甚至于在芝加哥也有个大水灾。
With massive property damage.
造成很多财产的损失。
People saying all over, something like this has never happened before.
人们说像这样的从前从来都没有发生过的。
The recent Springs Fire in Ventura County.
比方说在 Ventura, County 的这个春天的那个的野火。
Tens of thousands of acres destroyed.
有很多田一大片的土地都被毁了。
Many houses and buildings destroyed.
还有很多的建筑也都被烧光了。
And even at this very moment, a very, very strange and unusual phenomenon is going through the central states of the U.S.
就是现在在美国的中部有很多很奇怪的自然的不寻常的自然的现象。
Multiple tornadoes ripping across the central states in the U.S. from Minnesota down to Texas.
从明尼苏达州一直往南到德州，很多地方受到龙卷风的多次的龙卷风的侵袭。
But most of the tornadoes being localized more in the central southern areas.
多半的龙卷风是发生在这个中间中部偏南的地带。
But again, people saying this has never happened before.
那么人也说哦，这样的情况是从来没有发生过的。
Tremendous property damage.
有很巨大的财产的损失。
I saw a picture of a house that looked like that looked like someone took a huge chainsaw and just split it right down the middle because the tornado just cut right through it.
我看到一个图片，就是一个房子，好像是有人从房子中间这样打下去，然后因为那个龙卷风，就是从房子中间这样子穿过去。
This is what we have.To deal with if our rejoicing is just in material things.
所以如果我们的喜乐或者满足是建立在物质的东西上的话，那么刚才所发生的事情，我们就必须要学习怎么样的面对处理。
We are always to find our ultimate satisfaction and hope and joy in the Lord rather than in people.
我们也应该把我们的满足我们的喜乐或者是应该是从主耶和华神那边来而不是从人那儿来
who are so changeable
因为人是会改变的
in their praise their recognition and honor toward us
他们对我们的称赞对我们的肯定还有给我们的荣誉都会改变
that can be here today and gone tomorrow
很可能一天之内就完全改变了。
In Acts chapter 14 verses 18 to 19.
我们看使徒行传第十四章第十八节到第十九节。
Acts 14, 18, 19, it says, Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead.
使徒行传第十四章第十八节二人说了这些话紧紧地拦住众人不献祭与他们但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来挑唆众人就用石头打保罗以为他是死了便拖到城外
And in these verses we see here the situation with Paul and Barnabas
在这儿我们所看见的是关于保罗跟巴拿巴所遭遇的
Who had just healed a man who was lame from birth
他们才医治了一个两脚无力的。
And the people were so amazed that they saw them as the Greek gods Zeus and Hermes.
那么旁观周围的人看见这个就非常的惊奇，就把他们称他们为宙斯跟希尔米。
And Paul and Barnabas had to do everything to try to keep them from giving sacrifices to making sacrifices to them.
那么巴拿巴跟保罗用尽了一切的力量阻止他们祭拜他。
But then we see some Jews coming from these cities and speaking to the crowd, you know, words against Paul and Barnabas.
然后呢因为有犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来在众人面前说保罗巴拿巴的坏话。
And suddenly, this reverent attitude they had toward them changed to anger, and they took Paul, and they dragged him outside the city, and they stoned him.
那么突然之间，这个他们对这两个人本来的那个敬拜就马上转变成愤怒，他们就把保罗跟巴拿巴拖出去了。
This shows the changeableness of human beings. It shows the changeableness of us.
这个很 很清楚地让我们看见人性的善变。
And we remember also with Jesus as he was entering into the city of Jerusalem, riding on a young donkey, that the people were praising him and putting down palm fronds to welcome him, and those same people were shouting to crucify him shortly after that.
我们也想到主耶稣基督骑着驴进耶路撒冷的时候群众是多么的欢迎他，把他当王但是不久之后就把他钉死在十字架上。
This is what it's like when you try to get your satisfaction from man rather than in the Lord.
所以如果你的满足跟你的快乐是建立在人身上，那么你就很可能遇到这样的情况。
Our rejoicing is to be also in the Lord and rather than in our own physical well-being.
我们的满足，我们的欢欣，我们的喜乐，也不应该建立在我们身体的健康上，应该是建立在耶和华神上。
Psalm 39 verse 5 says, "Each man's life is but a breath."
诗篇第三十九篇
五节，
第五节警告我们。你使我们我的年日窄如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。
That is what our lives are like, here today and gone tomorrow.
这就是我们的生命气息就是这样的光景一息之间就可能化为乌有。
That's why we must rejoice in the Lord rather than trying to findsatisfaction and hope and joy in our own physical well-being.
这就是为什么我们的满足，我们的喜乐欢欣应该是建立在主神的身上，而不是建立在人或者是物质或者是自己的身体健康上。
And if our focus in life is on the material things, it's on the people, it's on even on our health, then it's difficult to handle. It's difficult for us to handle it if we were to lose them.
所以如果我们的快乐，我们的满足是建立在那些很容易就马上失去的，是暂时的物质或人或者是自己的身体健康上，那么我们就不知道如何的去面对困难。
And Habakkuk tells us that our focus is to be on a person that we cannot lose.
哈巴谷告诉我们，我们应该专注仰望在一个人的身上，而那个人是我们不会永远不会失去的。
It is like the situation with the Apostle Peter, who needed to keep his eyes on Jesus.
这就像使徒彼得一样，他的眼目必须专注在耶稣基督的身上。
In order to continue walking on the water.
这样子他才能够在水面上行走。
And failing and beginning to sink as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to look at the terrible wind and the waves around him.
一旦他的眼目从耶稣的身上转到他周围的风浪上的时候，他就马上沉下去了。
So rejoice in the Lord himself.
所以我们应该因耶和华欢心。
And rejoice in the fact that the Lord has saved you.
我们应该因耶和华欢心因为他救了我们。
In verse 18, Habakkuk says, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
哈巴谷书第三章第十八节说，我要因救我的神喜乐。
In the New American Standard, it is translated, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
在新美国新美国圣经版这么说，我要因我的神的救恩喜乐。
The emphasis in this part of the verse is on the salvation that he has received from the Lord.
在这部分里头，他的侧重点是在神的救恩。
To be joyful under difficult circumstances also requires that we recognize that what we have on this earth And what happens to us on this earth is not that important compared to the salvation that we have received from the Lord.
如果我们要真正的能因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐，有一个先决条件，就是我们需要认识到我们现在目前所有的都是暂时的，跟永恒在主里头的永恒比起来，简直是微不足道。
This is a salvation that will impact us for eternity.
神的救恩会对我们的永恒有重大的影响。
This requires for us always to look ahead to what we have in eternity rather than what we have only on this earth.
因此，我们需要永远的是往远处看，看我们在永恒里头所能拥有的，而不是看我们的目前。
This earth is just our temporary home.
这个世界只不过是我们暂时的家。
And it means looking even beyond our present blessings from the Lord.
这个意思就是，即使我们目前在这个暂时的家中，我们享受种种的祝福，我们也要超越这些，看到永恒。
And not focusing on them, even the present blessings.
我们不应该专注在眼前的事物上，即使眼前我们所看到的都是神的祝福。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 17.
我们看路加福音第十章第十七节。
We see a situation where 72 of Jesus' followers were sent out by Jesus and they were blessed by him in being given special abilities.
我们看到神主耶稣差遣他的72个跟随者出去行神迹。
And verse 17 says, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.
那个约翰福音第十章第十七节说，那七十二个人欢欢喜喜的回来说，主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。
But look at Jesus' response to them in verse 20.
但是我们要注意看耶稣是怎么回应的，第二十节。
He says, however, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
耶稣对他们说，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Jesus was not saying that they should not be joyful or thankful for the blessings.
耶稣不是说你们不应该为你们所得到的祝福高兴。
But he was emphasizing to them that you are most blessed and you should be most joyful because you have me as your savior.
耶稣只不过是提醒我们最足以让你们欢心的是因为你们的，应该是因为你们的名记录在天上，因为我是你们的救主。
And because you follow me as your Lord.
因为你跟随了我做你的主。
So you can be assured of where you will be spending eternity.
因此你有确据知道在永恒里你会在哪儿度过。
Do you have assurance of salvation today?
你今天我们今天有没有这样的一个确据呢？我们的永生。
Do you have assurance that your name is written in heaven?
我们有没有这么的一个确据，有把握我们的名已经被记录在天上？
Or is your focus entirely on the things in this world?
还是你所专注的所的事情是地上的事情。
Of which you cannot be assured of anything.
地上的事情你永远不可能有任何的把握。
And I mean anything.
不管是什么事情什么东西，你不可能有永远的把握他们会永远存在。
And we should always remember what it took for us to it took for us who believe to receive this great salvation in Christ.
我们也应该记得我们之所以能够认识主接受主，我们 主耶稣付出了多大的代价。
In looking at Matthew chapter 27,
我们看马太福音第二十七章
verses 28 to 30,
第二十二节、第二十八节到第三十节。
Verses 28 to 30 says, of Jesus, they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. Hail, King of the Jews, they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again.
马太福音第二十七章第二十八节，他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红 色袍子，用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他的右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说：恭喜犹太人的王啊！又吐唾沫在他脸上，拿苇子打他的头，戏弄完了就给他脱了袍子，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去要钉十字架。
Is verses
28
to
30? Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, 对 ,28 to 31.
Okay, all right. The King of Kings was treated as a complete joke.
这个人们把这位万王之王好像是像耍弄了一番。
Who came down to this earth to save us from our sins?
这位万王之王，他从天上到地上来要拯救我们。
They made a mockery of him.
可是人却戏弄他。
But as was prophesied in the Old Testament, as a lamb before his shears is dumb or is silent, so he openeth not his mouth.
就像旧约时代先知早就预言过的。就像羊在剪羊毛的人手下无声。
It wasn't just mocking him with the robe, the crown of thorns or the staff.
他们不是就是用袍子、用荆棘等等来戏弄他。
But they presented him with a false and insincere worship when he deserved only true worship in spirit and in truth.
而且他们是开玩笑似的，来给他敬拜，事实上他所配得的是全然心灵诚实的敬拜。
And we need to ask ourselves, do we worship Jesus in spirit and in truth?
所以我们应该问问自己，我们是用我们心灵跟诚实敬拜他吗？
They repeatedly spit on him. They repeatedly took the staff and struck him on the head.
他们一而再三的吐唾沫在他的脸上，再三的打他的头。
You have to remember this crown of thorns was a very hard crown that was wrapped around these thorns that were not little rose thorns. Each of these thorns were about an inch long and extremely hard.
我们得记得，耶稣所戴的这个荆棘的冠冕，它每一根荆棘都是很硬的，大概有一寸那么长。围在他的头上。
And as they continued to strike him on the head with the staff, it would continue to drive those thorns deeper into his flesh.
所以当他们打他的头的时候，那么这些荆棘就更深的刺入他的头里。
And it bothers me so much to think of Jesus being struck repeatedly on the head.
当我想到我们的神耶稣居然是被人这样的戏弄，这样的攻击，这样的虐待的时候，我非常的难过。
But it also amazes me that he had the power to wipe out these people from the face of the earth.
但是更让我惊讶的就是耶稣他有这样的能力，能够把这些人让他们就马上就毁灭掉了。
And he had the power to send them all instantly into hell.
他有这个能力让他们马上就从地面消失，或者马上就把他们打入地狱。
when they were ridiculing him on the cross, he had the power to call down legions of angels to destroy them.
当他们把他钉在十字架上的时候，他耶稣有这个能力来差遣天使天君来攻击这些虐待这些钉死他的人。
But he did nothing.
但是我们的主什么都没做。But
this does not mean that he will never do anything.
但是这绝对不是说我们的主永远什么都不做。He
said in Luke chapter 12, verses 4 and 5.
因为在路加福音第十二章第四节五节，这么说。
Jesus said, I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. In other words, don't be afraid of men. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after the killing of the body has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him.
路加福音第十二章第四节，我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们，意思就是不要怕人。我要指示你们当怕的是谁。 当怕那杀了以后，又有权柄丢在地狱里的，我实在告诉你们，正要怕他。He
was referring, Jesus was referring here to God the Father who should be feared.
在这儿，耶稣基督所指的第五节所指的是天父，我们要怕的是天父。But
he was also referring here to himself.
他也同时指的是他自己。
Particularly in the future as he stands as judge of the living and the dead when he returns.
特别指的是将来等到他回来以后，他要在审判台上审判世人。Whether
you were still living at the time of his return or whether you may have already died.
那个时候不管你还活在世上还是已经死了。
You will stand before him.
都要站在他的面前,
and he will be your judge.
他要审判你。
In Acts 17, verse 30 and 31, it says, In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
我们看《使徒行传》第十七章第三十节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察；如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万民做可信的凭据。
Jesus is a living Savior with the power to save, but also the power to destroy.
耶稣基督是一个活着的救主，他能够拯救，有能力拯救世人，他也有权柄审判世人。But
now we are in the time of grace.
现在我们还处在恩典的时代。Now
is the time for you to come to Jesus in repentance and faith.
现在此时此刻是你到耶稣基督的面前悔改认罪的时候。
To come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want to be clean.
所以我们应该到主耶稣基督的面前，现在就到他的面前说，主啊，我愿意被洁净。And
Jesus will make you completely clean.
耶稣基督就会马上让你完全的洁净。He
will purify you from all sin.
他会洗去你一切的罪孽。And
for us who are believers,
那么对那些已经信主的人，as
we see what Jesus went through,
我们已经看见了耶稣基督所经历的。Why
should it bother us so much if we are mocked by this world for Jesus' sake?
当我们想到主耶稣基督为了拯救世人而经历了那一切的时候，我们自己被世人戏弄，为了主的缘故，那又算得了什么呢？
If Jesus went through the mockery for us,
主耶稣基督为了我们的缘故，受了世人的戏弄。
Then why can't I go through being mocked for him?
那么，为什么我就不能因为他的缘故而被世人戏弄呢？
We see also that for us to have salvation, that he was numbered with the transgressors.
我们也看见，为了拯救我们，主耶稣，曾经被，当作像跟罪犯一样。
In Luke 22:37, Jesus says, "It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment."
路加福音第二十二章，耶稣自己这么说，第几节？路加福音第二十二章第三十七节，耶稣自己这么说。我告诉你们，经上写着说，他被列在罪犯之中，这话必应验在我身上，因为那关系我的事必然成就。
Jesus was quoting what was written about him in Isaiah 53:12, that he would be numbered with the transgressors.
耶稣在这儿，指的，经上是以赛亚书第五十三章第，十二节说，这位未来的，弥赛亚未来的救主会，列在罪犯之中。
This means that he would be treated by God the Father as a common sinner, even though he had never sinned.
这个意思就是父神将要把他当作像罪犯一样的，处理，即使他从来没有犯过罪。
But even more than just a common sinner, he would be treated as the worst of sinners because he bore all of our sins upon his own body on the tree.
父神不但把他当作一般的罪犯来处理，而且把他当作罪犯中的罪魁来处理，因为他将要承担担当全人类每一个人的罪。
The one who the Bible says whose eyes are too pure to behold sin.
圣经上说，这位，神他的眼睛是如此的纯洁，他，不能看罪。
Was forced because of his love and out of his love for us.
因为他对世人的爱，他被，被迫。
To look for a period of time at the hideousness of the sins of the world upon him.
有一段时间，他被迫在这段时间之内，他看世人的种种的，罪恶。
He took our sins.
因为他担当了我们的罪。
And we received his righteousness.
我们因为这个，我们接受了他的义。
This is true injustice.
这真的是真正的所谓的不公平不公义。
That he suffered for us.
但是呢，耶稣基督为我们的缘故，他忍受了，他受了这一些。
This is pure grace.
这就是最纯真的，最完全的救恩。
So during the difficult times, keep your focus on the Lord himself.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候，我们应该专注在我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
Rejoice in the fact that the Lord has saved you.
我们应该为他给我们的救恩欢心。
And depend on the sovereign Lord for strength.
并且我们要靠，主，来，得到力量。
In verse 19 it says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength.He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights.
哈巴谷书第三章第十九节，主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
By his strength and not our own, he enables us to continue to persevere in a very confident, sure-footed fashion.
因着主耶和华的力量，不是我们的力量，他使我们，能够很稳的，往前走。
That's the sense of the phrase. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. A deer is very sure-footed and rarely slips.
这就是这句话的意思，它使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，因为鹿的脚步都是很稳的，它鹿很少滑摔跤或滑倒的。
But by his strength and in his loving sovereignty.
我们要靠的是他的力量，是靠的是他的他在掌权。
He allows us.Not only to just persevere through the difficult times.
借着他的力量，他让我们不但是给我们忍耐，
but even to progress to greater levels of spiritual maturity and a closer relationship with Him.
而且借着这些困难的时刻，他提升我们属灵的境界，让我们跟他的关系变得更密切。
Which is the sense of the phrase.He enables me to go on the heights.
这就是使我稳行在高处的含义。
Let's quickly turn to Genesis chapter 35.
我们很快的看一段经文，创世纪第三十五章。
16-18.
第十六节到第十八节。
Many times when we go through difficult times in life,We must keep God's loving sovereignty in our minds.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们一定要记住神的我们神的在掌权，在作王。
So this is a situation we see here where Rachel, who is the wife of Jacob, is giving birth to her second son and is having difficulty.
我们在创世纪三十五章在这儿看到拉结他要生就是雅各的妻子他要生产了。
And in verse 18, we see that as she is giving birth, she is actually also dying.
在第十八节我们看到他生孩子的时候他也快死了。
It says, as she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni.But his father named him Benjamin.
第十八节，他将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼。他父亲却给他起名叫便雅悯。
Because of the trouble and sorrow that the baby caused her, she named him Benoni, which means son of my trouble.
因为他在拉结在生产的时候，经历了很多的痛苦跟忧伤。所以他把他的儿子起名叫便俄尼，就是带给我痛苦、忧伤、困难的孩子。
To Rachel, this child would represent only the source of her pain and sorrow and grief.
对拉结来说，这个孩子只不过是代表所有的困难、所有的忧伤跟痛苦。
But her husband Jacob wanted to name him and chose to name him Benjamin.
但是她的丈夫要选择给他起名，给这个孩子起名叫便雅悯。
Benjamin means son of my right hand.
便雅悯的意思就是我的右手。
Representing a great blessing to him.
这个名字代表。很大的祝福
as well as a source of great help to him.
也是代表一切的帮助的源头。
And as I reflected on this passage, it made me think about how we often view difficulties in our lives.
当我在思考这段经文的时候，我被提醒到，就是我们在面对困难的时候，我们会持什么样的态度？
We see them as a Benoni.
我们把我们所遇到的困难看成便俄尼
only as a source of pain and grief
因为我们觉得这些困难只不过带给我们痛苦带给我们忧伤
but the difficulties that we go through because they are either allowed or even brought into our lives by a sovereign and loving God
但是我们所经历的一切的困难要不就是这位主这位神所容许的，要不就是他直接的加在我们身上的。
Should be seen rather as a Benjamin.
我们应该把它看作是便雅悯。
As something that is a great help to us.
因为这样的一些困难跟挑战，最终会 带给我们莫大的帮助。
Helping us to be more mature.
帮助我们更成熟。
Giving us greater dependence and trust in the Lord.
帮助我们更信靠神。
And strengthening our faith in Him.
并且帮助我们加强对神的信心。
That is why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:10, This is why for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
这就是为什么保罗在哥林多后书第十二章第十节这么说。哥林多后书第十二章第十节，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
He saw these hardships as Benjamin and not Benoni.
保罗在这儿把这些种种的困难挑战看作是便雅悯，不是便俄尼。
And now that Christ has come,
现在主耶稣基督已经来了。
Our greatest source of strength during the difficult times comes from Jesus.
我们在遇到困难、遇到挑战的时候，我们最大的、最可靠的力量的来源就是耶稣基督。
He will never leave us.
他绝对不会抛下我们不管。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, I'll just mention that Paul said at his first defense, everyone left him. Everyone deserted him. No one was at his side.
在提摩太后书保罗说在他困难的时候每一个人都离开他了。
That's what happens when your trust is in people.
这就是如果你把你的信靠的对象是人的话，那么你就会碰到这样的情况。
But to him it was okay.
但是对保罗来说没关系。
Because he said in verse 17, But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength.
因为保罗说主跟我站在一起，他给我力量。
And he was assured by Christ during a moment of greatest need that his grace, Christ told him, My grace is sufficient for you.
主耶稣基督向他保证，在保罗遇到很大的困难的时候，向他保证说，我的恩典够你用。
For my strength is made perfect, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的力量是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And as we close,
最后
one of the surest ways that we can experience the Lord's sufficient grace in our lives,
我们如果要得到神的充分的恩典的话，最可靠的一个方法就是
is during the difficult times,
就是在我们碰到困难的时候
we take our eyes off of ourselves, the people around us, off of the circumstances that are getting us down.
我们不看人，我们不看环境。
And place our eyes on Christ.
我们看耶稣基督。
As Hebrews 12:3 says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
就像希伯来书第十二章第三节这么说的，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
But you know, I just want to mention that the opposition that Jesus faced from sinful men was not the thing that hurt him the most.
我要提出的一点就是，耶稣从罪人那边所得到的顶撞不是让他最难过的。
What hurt Christ the most was the opposition that he experienced and that he received from God the Father.
让主耶稣基督最难过的是从他的父神那儿来的顶撞。
That he received no help, no grace during the time of his the moment of his greatest need on the cross.
当他最需要父神的时候，他从父神那边得不到任何的帮助。
Because he bore our sins upon his own body on the tree.
因为在那一刻他承担担当了全人类所有的罪。
He was completely alone.
在那一刻他是全然孤立的，是全然孤独的。
And he felt the full wrath of the Father against him for our sins.
在那个时刻他感受到了父神对全人类所有的愤怒都集中在对他的身上。
And yet for us who trust in him,
但是对我们这些信靠他的人，
who look to him,
我们这些盼从仰望他的人，
he is our peace,
他是我们的平安，
he is our comfort,
他是我们的安慰，
he is our wisdom,
他是我们的智慧，
he is our strength,
他是我们的力量，
he is our hope,
他是我们的希盼望。
He is our very present help in trouble.
他也是我们随时随在的帮助。
May the Lord help us to learn to rejoice in Him.
盼望神能够帮助我们学习如何的以他为乐。
Regardless of the circumstances that we are in.
不管我们所经历的面对的环境是什么。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣基督，
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and we want to worship you.
我们要感谢你，我们要敬拜你。
Indeed, Lord, your word tells us to fix our eyes upon you.
你的话，确实是在告诉我们，我们要专注在你的身上。
Lord, you know everything that we are going through.
你知道我们正在经历些什么。
You care about whatever we are going through.
我们所经历的你都关心。
You understand everything that we are going through.
你也明白我们的心境。
Lord, there is nothing that we might go through on this earth that you have not gone through multifold during your short time on this earth.
我们在世上所经历的任何一种困难都不是你自己在你短暂的在世上的时间没有经历过。
And Lord, you know how to comfort us.
所以你知道如何的安慰我们。
You know how to help us.
你知道如何的帮助我们。
You know how to encourage us.
你也知道如何的鼓励我们。
And you do that, Lord, by presenting us with yourself.
你用你自己来帮助我们。
Lord, indeed, your grace is sufficient.
你的恩典的确是够我们用。
Lord, the grace that is sufficient enough to bring us into heaven to be with you forever.
这样的恩典能够是足够把我们带到天上去与你同在。
Is more than sufficient to bring us through anything that we can go through on this earth.
如果这样恩典足够把我们带到天上去与你永远同在，那么这样的恩典更足够带领我们度过种种的困难。
So Lord, help us to always focus on you.
所以求主帮助我们总是把眼目仰望你。
Help us to remember, Lord, that we belong to you now.
帮助我们永远记得我们是属于你的。
That we are not our own, for we have been bought with a price.
我们不是孤独的孤立的，因为我们是你用代价赎回来的。
Help us to live our lives for you.
求主帮助我们为你而活。
And may we bring glory to your name.
以至于我们能够把荣耀带给你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
And we pray all this in the name of Jesus.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.